Hello and welcome to 98% Pure Potato Podcast. This is John Griffith speaking. What I've been doing this year is talking about particular advertising campaigns as ways of just talking about how advertising works, thinking about it and getting better at it. Today I'm going to talk about the Baileys revival campaign. I got rather taken aback when looking at a film last week to discover myself on the screen talking about it, apparently, but saying absolute gibberish. To explain, I'd forgotten all about it. I was a shortlisting judge for IPA Effectiveness Awards 2018, and at the end of that judging process, we are shuffled into the corridor and encouraged to talk about the campaigns we really liked and enjoyed, and Baileys was one of these. Well, I was redacted somewhat because if you see the film and I've put the link next to the podcast, you can see that I say absolutely nothing. So I've been redacted to the point of meaninglessness. So I thought it would be a good opportunity for me to use the example of this campaign for Baileys to talk about ingredient brands, because what Baileys were doing here was in effect reinventing themselves as not being the lead or the hero product, but as a product which is part of everything else. Whenever one starts to talk about ingredient brands, someone will pop up and say, oh yes, Intel Inside, at which I always roll my eyes because that's a very specific instance of an undifferentiated product being differentiated by a brand, and I think that's a very specific instance. I think there are far more opportunities for brands to work basically by taking a lower profile and not being the lead, and I think that's the case here, so that I don't think this is an Intel Inside thing at all. So what Baileys did in this instance was to recognise that an awful lot of people had Baileys in their houses, but they weren't drinking it nearly often enough. And what they also would have seen is that people might have bought it for Christmas or something like that and then forgotten about it for the rest of the year. So you had an issue with people either forgetting it or buying it for one particular occasion a year. And the challenge was how to get people using it all the way through. The default way of doing that is to go out with hero advertising and to explain how important your brand really is and to try and impress people with that. There are real problems with that because you have to challenge people's having abandoned that point of view, and there may be a sneaky way around it, which is to remind people that they actually do enjoy it, but they enjoy it as part of something else, and that seems to me to be what ingredient branding is all about. I worked for a while, a few years ago now, on Bisto, which was engaging with exactly the same issue. What they were trying to do was to get people to use gravy all year round. And funnily enough, when the weather warms up, people don't do that. So the challenge was to activate people by giving them ideas for how to use gravy in the summer months when it felt wrong to be using gravy. And the only way of doing that was really not to suggest that you splattered gravy all over your salads, but that you found ways of making gravy a discrete ingredient, which meant that it carried on being bought year round. And you'll appreciate that when you sit down and do the numbers, how much additional sales that represents, it becomes highly significant. So that was Bisto, back to Baileys. Probably most interesting here was the way in which Baileys, the problem for them was not the customers, it was Diageo's own corporate culture. If you are, to an extent, siloed, and you've got brand managers who have budget to spend on particular brands, there's a whole culture of making brands the hero and wanting to go out there. I don't know if you want to call it testosterone fuel, or if we could use another word like, I suppose, being an alpha. It takes some courage to not compete with everyone else in that environment, and to take a much humbler point of view and to promote your brand as being part of something else. And as soon as you start along that line, it takes you in a whole new level of thinking, because it's not just a question of coming up with a series of suggestions of ways in which you might use your Baileys as some part of something else, or even getting so-called experts to come in and to promote Baileys as an ingredient with suggestions, but actually to invite customers to come forward with their own ideas. So in that sense, it's taking customer feedback. Now, Baileys seems to have taken this to heart, and it has been extraordinarily successful for them. I think it's a reminder that brands exist because they are needed by customers and useful to customers. there was no question about whether Baileys was something which people enjoyed. The issue was giving people the pretext to use it more regularly. And I suppose to encourage people to make sure they've always got a bottle of Baileys in, because you never know what ice cream you might want to pour it over or how you would use it as part of a dessert in some other way. The challenge is to do it in such a way that you can keep this momentum sustainable. So having decided to do that, that's straight repositioning. The challenge is then to say, well, how long do you keep going with this? Because it's relatively straightforward, I would suggest, to do not only hero branding, but to also hero media buying, where you go out kapow with a campaign two or three times a year, and obviously in key times when you're selling your greatest amount of the product, to focus on that. If you're trying to be an ingredient brand, you have to be a lot cuter, because you have to have a media budget which reminds people, and you have to sustain that all the way through. So to increase the efficiency of your media spend is a considerable challenge, because you've got to be out there, you've not got to be in people's faces, you have to remind them. And if you remind them and they don't buy it, it's not enough. If you don't remind them, and you've simply gone out there and made the statement, they may increase in their regard for the brand, but you don't therefore get the buy-in and people going and doing something. So it's really a difficult balancing act. And what I think is great about this campaign is the way in which they seem to have balanced these considerations. They've first of all taken the humbler route in respect to their own culture. They have understood their role with respect to other things that people are using. And then they have developed a media campaign which has enabled them to keep going month in, month out, to just keep Baileys refreshed and part of it. Now, that's going to be a problem for them in the long run, because they will have to not simply give people inspiration, but give people a reason for making Baileys part of that role. And they will, despite having taken a lead within Diageo, have to resist the temptation to revert to hero status and being the most important brand on the table, so to speak, when that happens. I'm sure there will be occasions when they can do that and they can refresh the brand as a soulless drink, but it seems to me that the future much more depends on showing the role of Baileys as being within other meal occasions, for snacks late at night, in the morning, and so on, and doing it in a way which is charming and not irritating, because here they come again, I can see them coming a mile off. But for now, a really good beginning. That's what I wanted to say and tried to say it, but clearly not clear enough for the people at IPA not to redact me straight, edit me down. Of course, it could have been that I was just talking rubbish and I'm talking rubbish now, but I hope not. So that's what I've got to say about Baileys and ingredient brands. If you've got any thoughts on that, do get back in touch with me. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll be back with another campaign next week.